If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you firsthand that starting a podcast is one of the best decisions I have ever made. But it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. Well, that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You also get a great looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout publishes new blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos every week. So you can learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe it. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes. This lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you and helps support our show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast.
If you think luck is involved in achievement, you'll never make it. You'll never be successful with those beliefs. If you think luck is involved in success, I want you to take in this fact. 86% of millionaires are self-made. That means that 86% of all millionaires made their money on their own. Their own sacrifice, their own work, their own persistence, their own creation. They were not given handouts by mom and dad. They were not born into wealth. They didn't win the lotto or get lucky. Most of them came from poor families and fought their way to success. They refused to accept their family's limitations as their own, so they set new standards for their life. You see, luck has nothing to do with success, and luck has nothing to do with achievement. You create your own luck by the work you put in. Talent has nothing to do with success. As Stephen King said, talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. Genes have nothing to do with it either. It's all about mindset and application. In other words, what do you believe is possible? And what are you prepared to do to make your dreams your reality? What are you prepared to do? Are you willing to suffer for your dream? Are you willing to sacrifice for your dream? If you don't believe it's possible, you won't even attempt it. And then you'll claim it is impossible. And then when you do fail, from the lack of belief and the lack of effort, your limiting beliefs will be reinforced by the fact you failed. If you aren't prepared to do the work, if you are not willing to stick it out through failure, you will never reach any great height. What do you believe? What are you prepared to do? Both of these factors you can strengthen over time. Through application and through the forming of new habits. If you consistently apply yourself, you will notice better results. And when you get better results, you will strengthen your belief in what is possible for you. If you can continue this growth and compound it, over time, these new habits and greater abilities you possess through your own application and growth will lead to greater belief and indeed greater results. There really is no limit to how much you can grow and how much you can achieve. The only limits that exist are in your own mind. So develop that mind, build that mentality, work on yourself by taking action. What are you prepared to do? Are you willing to suffer for your dreams? Are you willing to sacrifice for your dream? We all know someone very smart on minimum wage. We all know people who never fulfill their potential despite getting great grades or attending the best college. And we all know of many people who failed in school but created amazing lives of success, achievement, wealth and happiness. What's the secret then? It's hunger. It's hunger! Those who are willing to find a way to win, no matter what, find a way to learn. Find the best path. Find a way to add more value. Those who will never quit until they reach the top of their mountain. How hungry are you for success? I'm starved. How hungry are you?
If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. I didn't come to just motivate you. I came to transform your life. Pursue the fire. Embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. Breathe the real. You are enough. No judgment at all. Just radiate love. The world is yours. That desire for more. As the sweat pours, I say it again. The world is yours. There ain't no slacking up. Because the words are only good as the actions that are backing them up. Greatness. You are able. But you gotta stop giving average a seat at the table. Lottery pick, one and done. You can even look up at the stars or you can become one. My gift to you, a brand new attitude. Complacency is just as dangerous as ingratitude. Now don't get me wrong, I won't judge you. But I will call you out and demand from you that greatness inside of you. To conquer the highest levels of life, one must not only get used to pain, but become immune to it. Champions stare at the things that make them uncomfortable until uncomfortable bows to them. Most people love the idea of being successful. They just don't love it enough to actually do the things that it takes to make it happen. Actions are the credit line that allows spoken words to purchase the dream. It's not all about just talking. You gotta move from talking to doing. If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. The way you speak, the way you act, the way you carry yourself teaches the world how to approach you. Just because you've done something or been a certain way all your life doesn't mean that's the real you. That's just the version that you've accepted and consistently acknowledged. Your dreams are constantly seeking the ground to build themselves upon. And that foundation is your faith to step fully into greatness. You have to awaken to the fact that you are already that which you seek. If you don't seize the moment will find someone else who will. The masses only see opportunities on Black Friday. Successful people train their mind to see opportunities every day. I say it again, the world is yours. Discipline is sexy. Grind is cologne. Sweat is lingerie. Work is seductive. How attractive are you based on that standard? I'm about to give you the $1 million lottery ticket right here. But the question is, will you cash it in? If you want to be successful at the highest levels, you gotta stop chasing the trends, seeking followers, and getting your word from social media likes. Just be yourself. Set yourself on fire with passion and the world will come to you. See, people who are real, authentic, and willing to be vulnerable on a big stage are rare. This is the ticket. You gotta stand in the center of truth and refuse to move from it. Don't budge. Trust the process and let the world come to you. Everybody's seeking truth. Once you wrap yourself in it, the whole world is yours. I say it again, the whole world is yours. Truth is the couture for greatness. You can either serve tomorrow or you can make tomorrow serve you. You can either look up and admire the stars, or you can become one. The world is yours. Bold, seeking real, raw, expressing how you feel. Mentally vulnerable, emotionally naked, unstoppable, seizing the blessing. The art of greatness, paint maestro. Get back up, champion, and reload. Explode with awareness of who you are. A product of God, a shining star. Alive. I say champions never die. A warrior's heart designed to survive. Explode with awareness of who you are. A product of God, a shining star. Truth is the couture for greatness. No more excuses. The world is yours. Pursue the fire. Embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. Breathe the real. You are enough. No judgment at all. Just radiate love. Pursue the fire. Embrace the new. Stay in truth in all that you do. judgment at all. Just radiate love. Rise, champion. The world is yours. This is Billy Allsbrooks, and I am blessed and unstoppable.
We all have bad days. Dark days. Days where nothing seems to be going your way. Days where you feel like the weight of the world is just on your shoulders. Days where all your fears and worries just seem to be building up and building up. Problems at work, problems at home, arguing with your partner, with your parents, money problems, wondering how you're going to keep making ends meet to support your family, scared of walking up to the till in case your card declines, putting £5 in the petrol tank because that's all you've got in the bank. I have days like this. We all have days like this. Sometimes you just want the world to swallow you up. But you've got to hold on. The first thing you've got to do to get out of the darkness is to start looking for the light. Start looking and focusing on solutions rather than all the problems in your life that you face. Stop asking questions like, why me? Why now? And start asking questions like, how? How can I get through this? How can I make more money? When something bad happens in life, our common response is to ask questions like, why me? Why do bad things always happen to good people? Now, I'd love to tell you that pain won't come in your life, but I can't. I'd love to tell you that you can go through life without disappointment, but I can't. Now, I'd love to tell you that you'll go through life without any heartache, but I can't. Just know that if you hold your ground and push through pain, you will become stronger. Diamonds ain't formed on soft, sandy beach somewhere. They're formed in the toughest, most intense, most dangerous place on earth. Under pressure that you couldn't even imagine. Under tension, under pain. All life demands struggle. Most people think life comes with privileges, not problems. Promises, not pain. But those who have everything given to them don't appreciate shit. They become lazy, selfish to the real values in life. The hard work and the struggle you face now is the main ingredient for who you'll become tomorrow. How can we appreciate success and happiness if we've never had pain? How can we appreciate beauty without ugliness? How can we appreciate the light without the dark? Every single struggle makes you better. All the tough times make you stronger. Every time you get knocked down, it lets you climb a little higher next time. What are you going to do when you go through pain? Because how pain changes you is up to you. You can come out angry and resentful, or you can come out grateful for the experience. You can come out bitter, but you can also come out better. We all experience pain. My challenge to you is to not just go through pain, but grow through it.
Thank you for listening to this show. We love you all. You can also support this show starting with a penny to help sustain future episodes just by clicking the link in the description below. Thanks to those who already support this show. We love you all. Follow us for a more inspirational and motivational speech like this on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Stitcher, iHeart, and so on. Keep smiling, cause you totally worth it.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.